And welcome back to Arts Avenue with Tiffany Steele. Hi, I'm Tiffany, and thanks for tuning back in with us. We are back another week to tell you what is going on your Audubon University campus, all in the arts. This weekend, we have a senior piano recital. Sasha Neverov is here with us. She is a senior. She will have her recital this weekend at Patel, Riley Auditorium, at 8 p.m. It's free for public. Mm-hmm. And it'll be an exciting time. So Sasha, thanks for coming in with us today.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about what's this piano recital going to include, how long will it be, a little bit in background information.
This recital is about an hour long. Okay. With music by Mozart, Bach, Chopin, Kent Holiday, and Brahms.
Okay.
Basically it ranges from the Baroque time period to present day, starting with Bach, and Kent Holiday is a guy who's writing music still now. He is a retired music professor from Virginia Tech. He just retired last year, and I got the chance to play one of his pieces on his retirement concert, and I'll be playing the same piece on my recital. So
awesome.
Yeah.
So that'll be a fun thing to see. And I know I've said this before, many people aren't really into the classical music type of thing.
Yeah, nowadays.
Nowadays, it's kind of sad. It's kind of, falling behind. It's great to study too, I will say
that. Yeah.
But not many people are in on it. So can you tell me a little bit about what's different about this? Why should people be into it? Type of things like that.
A lot of the music that we hear today has had to have stemmed from somewhere, And if you look back in history and you look back at how music has developed, the things that we listen to today, pop, country, all the chords and stuff, mm-hmm. is all actually goes back to Bach. It goes back to, Mozart. It goes back to Beethoven. It goes back to all these old dead guys who have written such incredible works, not just for solo piano, but, orchestral classical music. It kind of just different time periods and different experimental techniques and stuff with classical music evoke different emotions. And I think that it's something that someone can take for themselves and, hear a song played the same way, but you have two people sitting in audience and they, have different experiences, different lives, different things to connect to in the music. And I think that's what makes classical music special. And the fact that it's lasted for this long, there's works out there that have been played since, the 1500s.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's...
And it's like, it's grown through the time of just continuing to be upheld as a tradition. You haven't lost it.
It's growing. Even if it's not... People say it's a dying art. It's, they don't listen to it as much. There's some validity to that. It's kind of true. But, the classical music field is growing now because of, new generations thinking of how can we give this music to the general population in general? How can we get it to people out there by using social media, by using all sorts of things nowadays, But there is a stigma behind classical music as well, that you have to be uppity and you have to wear a black tie event, gala dress, all this stuff.
Which, don't get me wrong, I like to have a reason to dress.
Yeah, up, exactly. But that's not what classical music is. That's not what it is. It's music and it's meant for everyone. And I think that's what people are trying to do now in the classical music field, is to bring it to everyone. And I don't know. That's kind of the point of this recital too, is to, students are coming, people from all over Westerville. I've had people who I don't even know comment on my Facebook page saying, I'm very sorry I can't be there, but I love, listening to classical music or any chance I can get. So thank you for, putting it out on Facebook or live stream. Oh my gosh, that's a big thing now.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So I'll be live streaming my recital.
That's exciting.
On Facebook.
So you can find it on your Facebook page.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Sasha Neverov.
Mm-hmm.
You can look it up with our description of this podcast. You can find her name. That'll be very exciting. And especially social media is the new way to get everything out for sure.
Oh yeah.
It's opening the doors, opening the world to this new music, like you said. And I think the fun thing about that is we get to see a little bit into, what you love to do. So for you, what was so unique? Why did you want to, where did you find the love of classical music? Why do you want to continue this?
I don't really know if I found it. It's kind of just always been there. Dad is a retired violinist.
Okay.
And his whole family, he immigrated from Russia and he got his degree there, but he has been playing his whole life, and I kind of just grew up listening to him practicing at night and stuff and right before bed, and I always love the sound of it. There's just something about it. You can't describe the feeling, at least I can't describe the feeling I get when I listen to some classical music in words.
Okay.
It's just yeah. something inside of you. You know, it's kind of like dance.
Yeah.
You know, you it tingles exactly. And like there are times where you just sit there and you're so moved you start crying or something, you know, or it's not even that, or like you laugh, or there's all sorts of things. And then I've been playing kind of seriously since I was 5. And when it came around, my parents had this pact. Oh my goodness. They would never let me quit my piano lessons until I graduated high school, which is a great idea. Yeah. You know, it teaches you discipline. You don't quit at something. Wonderful. Yeah, responsibility. But then when it came around to choosing a college major, and I was like, oh man, I don't think I could ever give this up, because it's just like the thought of not playing or not being able to touch the piano or something mm-hmm. is just like heartbreaking entirely. I can't even fathom it. So that's, you know, piano performance became a thing. And as I got into music school, I started learning about music theory, music history, you know, all these different performance classes. I got to meet other musicians who were as devoted as I was. I don't know. So it's kind of something that I want to continue as I get more and more immersed into the music world. The more and more opens up, and it's so cool to see, and I don't want to leave it just yet, you know?
It's kind of grown with you.
Yeah, it really has. It's
really cool. Yeah. It's the tradition passing through family generations time after time. So I think that's a great thing. And continuing on this tradition of classical music, I think the world needs more of it. It's very much a unifying thing, and we've talked about this a lot. You and me have talked about it. Music is very unifying no matter what you mm-hmm. listen to, and everything can be with it. What do you hope the audience gets from this experience of seeing you?
I hope they, you know, see that there's a lot of different kinds of classical music out there, because there's a lot of variety on this recital, and I hope that they kind of take away something for themselves. You know, it's not a performance. Should not never be about showing off mm-hmm. or something. I always tell, you know, my students or just anyone else that music, or you know, any type of music, is something to be shared. It's not something to be like one up on someone else, you know. And so I think the point, like, I want a sense of camaraderie in this, you know, recital. So
what is your favorite piece that you hope the audience just gets the feels from? Okay.
Well, it gets the feels from the Chopin Ballade is the most romantic piece out of this, meaning it's from the Romantic era, and it was it's basically just this this solo piece that is just, I don't know, it has so many different colors to it, and it's very, very, very hard to play. but it has just this fiery passion to it that you see in a lot of Chopin's music. But at the same time, it's very innocent and has like this lyrical lullaby quality to it.
Okay.
So it's something that can really move a lot of people if done correctly.
but which I'm sure you will do.
It's that's a beautiful piece, and it's honestly an honor to play any of these pieces. But that's one of the pieces that's probably one of my favorites on the program. The Kent Holiday is really cool as well. It actually has a storyline behind it.
Okay.
So that's the main thing.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
So you had talked about the fiery passion. I've seen you play before many times. And it's just amazing to watch pianists, like, their hands just going, and you're just in the moment, and there's the passion that you're talking about through you. And that's what makes the music. What's the hardest part of, like, with the piano music, like learning it? Is it learning, is it sight reading, is it getting both hands to do two different things at once? Like, what is it, just come second nature now?
Well, there are certain things where, yeah, you kind of take the basics that you've learned over the years and you apply it to learning, you know, just putting your hands together and just playing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Memorizing the music, that's never really easy. You have to memorize it a whole different ways. You have to know this music inside and out, and you know, you have to be able to I think the hardest thing is coming closer to a performance, is how to perfect it, because there's you know, you reached a level with it, and then to get up to a higher level and make it good and actually very, you know, playable, and just, it's like climbing Mount Everest. It's impossible. but
you're gonna do it.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I work so long at it. But I think the hardest part for me, honestly, is just relaxing.
Okay.
Because when you play, your fingers are moving all the time, and you're actually using more than just your, you know, your finger and arms. You're using your back muscles. You're using, you know, your shoulder, your neck muscles, and all this stuff. If you're playing really, really fast passages or something that's really hard, mm-hmm. or something that's just kind of technically challenging because, you know, you have to, like, jump across 88 keys.
Only 88. It's okay.
I think that's the hardest part, is just relaxing and letting it kind of just, like, happen. Because once you start tensing up, all your muscles, like, can't move, and your fingers are just like, well, sorry, can't, not going to play anymore. So that's probably the hardest part for me, is kind of just remembering to just chill out.
Okay. Well, we hope you relax for this weekend.
I hope so, too.
It'll be great.
Yeah,
if you guys have not seen her, come out, see Sasha Neverov. This weekend, Saturday, Battelle, Riley Auditorium, 8 p.m. It's free for the public.
There's going to be a reception afterwards. If you like cookies, come on out.
Cookies. If you don't like the music, at least come with the cookies.
Yeah, there's food.
Say good job. I saw that last 2 minutes. It's fine. No, and definitely check out her Facebook page, Sasha Neverov. She will be live streaming it.
I will.
And getting it out there. And we wish you the best of luck in the future.
Thank you.
We're going to see you, what, 10 years from now, the famous pianist somewhere, doing all your own composing and everything like that. So
that's the goal.
That's the goal. Well, thank you for being with us today, Sasha.
Thank you.
And like we said, this Saturday, 8 p.m., Riley Auditorium, Sasha Neverov, come see her senior piano recital. And this has been another episode of Arts Avenue with Tiffany Steele. Check back in a couple weeks, and we'll tell you what's going on Otterbein University's campus. Mm-hmm.